clothes I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the channel of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. 5G on scene on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we chillin' Cali. And I won't trip my beat up on the beat. I'm back.
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, yes, this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. And punching out because we care right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 75 minutes. Around about the midnight 15 hour, something like that. I don't know. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Of course, we caught up last week with that all radio obituary episode because we only have tonight and next week to wrap up this radio obituary year before your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., with the able assistance of our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. Don't forget him in this mix. The two of them are going to poll you to find out which of the radio obituaries of the radio obituary year, November 1 through October 31, will be included in the radio obituary retrospective coming up the Saturday following Thanksgiving. Yes, I do still have my throat thing going on. What are we at? 4 or 5 weeks now. I haven't lost it yet. But, you know, the night is young. Anything could happen. But right now, more than anything that could happen, we want to make sure that our cat wrangler, member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Ever and Beginning staff, St. Slade, that he gets back on his feet soon. He's been down a little bit. You may have noticed if you hang out with him over on Facebook. He hasn't brought up too much over in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, but, you know, you'll probably learn more if you're over there tonight. But St. Slade, just for background here, St. Slade predates me with this radio show. When I arrived at Unsanitary Outhouse in 1986, he was already there. So was not Todd, just to give credit where credit is due. Of course, he's our key master for quality control. But St. Slade's always been there. Always. There is no show in my mind that could not have St. Slade or Not Todd as a part of the program. So when things happen where St. Slade ends up in the hospital for a few weeks, we're going to make sure that we do everything we can to take care of him. And that's what we're going to do tonight. This show is all for St. Slade. Because we love him. And he's got to get back up on his feet before I come to visit on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So if he's not on his feet by then, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to wheel him out is what we're going to do. It's what we're going to do. Anyway, let's get started here with said silliness because, of course, students are back. We do have to have a hard stop at 1 a.m. And so something St. Slade said recently was, give me some skin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You mean that fool from Liverpool?
No, I'm talking about that man from Fort Wayne.
He's just a square from Delaware.
Well, man, he's so hip that he don't care. Say, by the way, Ruble, do you know anything about electricity?
Yeah, I know enough to let it alone.
Well, then, while walking down the avenue, I spied a hip cat that I knew. The cat was draped from foot to head. So I looked at him and I said, give me some skin, pal of mine. I know you're really feeling fine. I dig that mellow mood that you in. Now come on, Jack, and give me some skin.
Give me some skin.
Boy, got to do it.
Give me some skin.
Boy, got to do it.
Give me some skin.
Boy, got to do it.
Come on, Jack. And give me some skin.
Pops, fix this drape. It's really on. This wide brim hat to get it when it's almost gone. Fit the footbed. They no triple A.
Now spill me, Gink. How you get that way?
Give me some skin.
Oh. Got to do it.
Give me some skin.
Oh. Got to do it.
Give me some skin.
Oh. Got to do it.
Come on, Jack. And give me some skin.
dear. I just stand a bit closer. There's one thing to say. Don't come let me follow you home. You got a skinny ankle bone. You got a skinny ankle bone. You got a skinny ankle bone. I love your skinny ankle bone. A big black car. I didn't care about the clothes you wore. I just had to get closer. I just had to see more. Because I'm all the things she owns. You had a skinny ankle bone. You had a skinny ankle bone. You had a skinny ankle bone. I love a skinny ankle bone.
I've said to myself this affair.
I've said to myself this affair.
Darn it, what are those words?
Oh, darn it, what are those words?
I'm sorry, I lost it up. Let's start the thing over.
I'm sorry, I lost it up. Let's start the thing over.
No, let's take it again from the top.
Top!
On top of those mountains.
Covered with snow.
Covered with snow.
You're singing the wrong song.
You're singing the wrong song.
You've ruined everything. Egad.
Egad, you under my skin.
I'd sacrifice anything. Come to make for the sake of having you near.
I'd sacrifice anything. Come what might for the sake of having you near.
In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my.
In spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my.
Don't you know, little fool?
Don't you know?
Wake up to reality. Wait for me. But each time I do,
each time I do,
Flesh eaters cover the body in the most vile experiment ever devised. Flesh feast. Morbid horror in shock throbbing color. Plus on the same program. A ghastly tale drenched in clots of blood. A taste of blood and teenage strangler. A new bluebeard preying on budding teeny boppers. Don't miss them. Rated PG.
Human boy made of flesh and bone. He thinks his pals are human too, but every one of them's a clone. Headless humans donating organs. Human girl mirror on the wall, looking body over. Half is hers, the rest is borrowed. Headless humans donating organs. Be It's cheaper. It's reliable. Headless humans donating organs. Sass. Squatch. Trots in the open field. Even though he's primal, he might need a transplant someday. Headless humans donating organs.
You fight with the strength of many men, Sir Knight.
I am Arthur, King of the Britons. I seek the finest and the bravest knights in the land to join me in my court at Camelot. You have proved yourself worthy. Will you join me? You make me sad. So be it. Come, Patsy.
None shall pass.
What?
None shall pass.
I have no quarrel with you, good Sir Knight. But I must cross this bridge.
Then you shall die.
I command you, as King of the Britons, to stand aside.
I move for no man.
So be it. Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar!
Come on, you pansy!
Victory is mine!
We thank thee, Lord, that in thy mercy...
Come on, then!
What?
Have at you!
You are indeed brave, Sir Knight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, and enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
Look, stop that!
Chicken! Chicken!
Look, I'll have your leg. Right!
Ooh. Right, I'll do you for that.
You what?
Come here!
What are you gonna do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs! Have at you! Come on, then.
Oh.
All right. We call it a draw.
Come, Patsy.
Oh, I see. Running away, eh? You yellow bastard! Come back here and take what's coming to you! I'll bite your legs off!
Uh-oh, here he come. There in the hotel bed, covers over his head. He was a rock and roll drummer, straight from the hospital. Scratching like a flea, who knows what his disease. He was a rock and roll drummer, straight from the hospital. Yeah, he was a rock and roll drummer. Ooh. Rock and roll drummer. Ooh. Rock and roll drummer, straight from the hospital. Fleas, fleas, fleas. Disease, disease, disease. Rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. He's such a little rock and roll drummer.
Skinny, frail.
Yeah. Keep him away from your niece and your daughter too. Pathetic as can be. Walks right into a tree. Rock and roll drummer, straight from the hospital. Opens up the door, but falls down on the floor. He was a rock and roll drummer, straight from the hospital. Yeah, he was a rock and roll drummer. and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Door, 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 floor, floor, floor. Rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Okay. He's such a little rock and roll drummer.
Skinny, frail.
Mm-hmm. Keep him away from your niece and your nephew too. Hair is full of bleach. Never seen a beach. He was a rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Hair is full of bugs. He's on 6 prescription drugs. He was a rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Yeah, he was a rock and roll drummer. Ooh, rock and roll drummer. Ooh, rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Bugs, bugs, bugs. Drugs, drugs, drugs. Rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Uh-oh. Underpants. He was rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Maybe there's a hope. No. He was a rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Woo. He was a rock and roll drummer. Woo. Rock and roll drummer. Woo. Rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital. Oh yes. Hope, hope, hope. No, no, no. Rock and roll drummer straight from the hospital.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom, boom.
I like it.
Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Although unhappy to have to be doing this show for the Saint tonight, I love this show so far for the Saint tonight. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are making sure that our cat wrangler, Saint Slade, member of the ever embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, we want to make sure he knows we want him out of the hospital and back with us full force as soon as humanly possible. Like I said, you only got a couple of weeks to get it together. So, you know, get it together. I'd be very unhappy if I came out there for that little Chandler Travis tour and you were not there. Very sad indeed. But I'm glad everyone's here tonight, especially over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I appreciate your presence. And you may have noticed that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England and elsewhere. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. That is a public service message from WMFO right here in Medford. And me too. More silliness to go. This one is, it's a dedication to Saint Slade directly from our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sends me birthday cards, nobody brings me flowers. I'm just here for operations. I've been out for hours. When I come to, I'll wet my bed. Cause when I get mad, I sing so low.
Hurt, black dust, and mojo. Don't let them sprinkle that stuff around your door.
see.
Oh, yeah.
I can kill your blues from your head to your toe.
Yeah.
Sprinkle the stuff all around your door.
We got grooves, herbs, black dust, and mojo. Go ahead and sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
If your girl's done something to make you weep,
we've done everything.
I've got something to make you talk in the sleep.
What you got?
I've got something that will cure your sorrow.
What is it?
I'll make you hit the number, hit the number tomorrow.
We got grooves, herbs, black dust, and mojo.
Said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps. A gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet. My throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox. And there's one more. That's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut. My eyes are blue. It might be in stomatic flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke. I'm sure my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched. My ankle sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold. My toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff. My spine is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbows bent. My spine ain't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk. I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail. And my heart is...
What? What's that? What's that you say?
You say today is Saturday.
Goodbye.
I'm going out to play.
There's a doctor in our town. He's a cut-up, he's a clown. A master with a story or a joke. He does gags and imitations while doing operations. He keeps his patients laughing till they croak.
Dr. Quack will never fail you. He'll cure whatever ails you, or otherwise he'll give your money back. And in case it's necessary, he'll call the mortuary, our funny family doctor, Quincy Quack.
He devoted all his skill in developing a pill to pep up pooped out people instantly. Well, it pepped them up all right. They got higher than a kite. They had to sober up on LSD.
yes, doctor, I did go. He said, I'll make you well if there's a chance. I will cure or I will kill you. Either way, I'll have to bill you. Therefore, you'll have to pay me in advance. Necessary, he'll call the mortuary, our funny family doctor, Quincy Quack.
Evil lurks in the head of man, twisting tortured brains to satisfy fiendish desires. Remember Frankenstein, Wolfman, and King Kong. In each case, a woman of incredible beauty soothed their raging passions. Now, a monster more terrifying in appearance, more diabolical in its deeds, with two brains and two heads grafted on the body of a giant to create the incredible two-headed transplant. A monster with two insane passions, one to kill, one to love, twice as terrifying as any monster of fact or fiction. You must see the incredible two-headed transplant. It lives, it loves, it kills. Attracted by beauty, it could not resist. The incredible two-headed transplant. The incredible two-headed transplant. In color, rated GP.
The incredible two-headed transplant.
I was out of grade school at 6, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half, and after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I'd pause, tighten the gauze, wait for applause, while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging Dick Clark from coast to coast, I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I had that medical look. I never got past the appendix whenever I opened a book. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Suture.
Suture.
Anesthetic.
Anesthetic.
Whenever I went out dancing to make my night complete, I brought along my stethoscope. Man, you hear the wildest beat. One night the band was playing, I've Got You Under My Skin. I scared a fella half to death when I said, may I cut in? I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a rockin' rollin' brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town.
Thank you. Now won't you climb up on this table, pull up that gown, raise up that left leg, let that right leg down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear, 'cause the doctor's got to cut you, mama, don't know where. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. Two monk wrenches, one old hall shade, two pair of breeches, that's all I can say. Your ribs are all loosened, your carburetor's sold. I snuck into your hood and clean your spark plugs all. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. Climb up on this table, jerk up that gown, raise up that left leg, let that right leg down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear, 'cause the doctor's got to cut you, mama, don't know where. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. Two-month ranges, one old hall shade, two pair of step-ins, that's all I can say. Be careful, mama, what you gonna eat? Stop your run round, don't take on too much meat. Doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. To do.
Doctor, Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a wizard for rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
Yeah, come on down here, Granny, and tell us about it.
Once when Jed was ailing and his temperature arise, I hung some acidity around that neck of his. He woke up next morning, he was downright well.
But Granny, how about that smell?
What a great doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. Any city germ or any kind of bug can stand what comes out of Granny's jug.
Now tell them about your new miracle drugs, Granny. How do you do it?
Take a quart of stump water that's aged in wood, and fine lizard eggs with dried beetles is good. A little dog bane and a mud dauber's nest, and a few magic words will do the rest. And if that don't work, I use the old-fashioned remedies. You put some beeswax in a boiling pot, make your patient sniff it while it's steaming hot, then burn skunk weed and throw them a spell, and they'll all jump out of bed feeling well.
What a great doctor, Greg, you bet. She can cure disease that ain't been invented yet. And if you're super cynical, the Mayo Brothers Clinical will tell you how great our Granny is. What a great doctor Granny is. A cure of miseries, Granny is a whiz. She's got a thousand remedies for rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
Now you tell us about it, Jethro.
If on top of your head there's nothing but fuzz, Granny's got a secret, beats anything that was. She'll make you a poultice with a little bare fat. You'll soon have too much hair to wear a hat.
What a great doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a wizard curing rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
pleasure, nurse. Get up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's got to cut your mama, Lord knows where. You got two or three tumors, shaped like a Q. Two or three leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut your mama, yes, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it, the doctor knows just what to do.
Oh, doctor, can I have a glass of water?
Oh, not now.
Oh, doctor, I'm so sick.
Shh, be quiet. Doctor ain't gonna hurt you.
Oh, what you gonna do with that long knife?
Oh, that's just the doctor's tool.
Oh, doctor, what you gonna do with that saw?
Well, we take off legs with that, that's all.
Oh.
Be quiet. Just a moment. There you are. The doctor's through.
Oh, doctor, what did you take out of me?
Oh, just a minute, and I'll tell you here. Four monkey wrenches, two horse shades, pair of old breeches and a bale of hay. Your ribs were kind of loosened. They moved about. If I hadn't have sewed you up, everything would fell out. I put in new tubes, tightened up the exhaust, went into your hood and cleaned your spark plugs off. Your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them there connection rods.
All right, doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Gee, doctor, but I feel better.
Is that so?
Yes, I feel kind of like I'm going to do a little mess around.
Fine. Go ahead.
Oh, my, 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 my.
That's the way patients do that come to this doctor. They don't die. Now your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them there connection rods.
All right, doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Okay, folks, the show's about to begin. Right inside our tent, you'll see the one, the only Mad Doctor. That's right, you'll see him in all his eerie violence. You'll hear his terrifying screams. You'll watch him as he's subdued by one of our own death-defying security guards. Step right inside, folks, and see the one, the only Mad Doctor.
Oh, my God! Nolly, what a socialized medicine! That's a
Take it easy!
Sure, you're not the one who could drive his Cadillac to the poorhouse! You're not the one!
Take it easy! Roll up your sleeve, Doc! That's a good boy!
A Mad Doctor, ladies and gentlemen, see him again in 45 minutes.